So for baptism in this aspect, are you talking about the physical showing of it, or is this a mental thing that takes place?
Good question. Go ahead.
Well, here in the verses that Brother Chuck has been discussing, this is our identification with him unto his death. As Brother Chuck used the word figuratively, right? And so this is not water baptism that we will come to, but it is identifying myself in his death as he died and went out of this world and is dead to it. I, in faith in him, am identifying myself figuratively in his death and saying that the old man is dead to this world. And the reason why the Spirit of God uses these wonderful pictures is it's very practical and it's very understandable to us. When a man dies or a woman dies, the body needs to be put away, needs to be put out of sight. Just imagine we had someone that passed away literally and they're still laying across some seats here and we're trying to have a meeting and 2 or 3 days go by and body's still here. The body's not responding to us, but we're going to respond to that body, right? The smell, the death, so it needs to be put away. And so in this sense, there are these two aspects. One, that Brother Chuck has brought to us, that I have died to this world. I'm not going to respond to it any longer. This world said, we will not have this man, the Lord Jesus, reign over us. They crucified him. He went through death, and now he's raised the right hand of God. We take our place with him. And so while we can breathe and see the sun in a very practical, real, moral way, we're done with this world. We've passed from the old master, and now we come under the new master, the newness of life. Hopefully that helps a little bit. Somebody add some other thoughts also.
So it's just the mental.
It's what?
So it's the mental application, not the physical, as we were talking about earlier.
I think it's personally the physical.
Yeah.
It is the physical baptism. It's what one goes through. Years ago, we as young people were reminded, be true to your baptism. Be true to what it meant. And it's going to explain it more over here. Our Bible would say, if we have been planted together, a better translation says, if we have become identified with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So yes, when I was baptized, it is a very important step for a Christian. One that has in fact said, I belong to Jesus, I have accepted him, then this is the only way I know on earth to become publicly identified and owned by him. It is in baptism. But we're now going to learn what it means. What does it mean to me? How can I deal with that old man that Emil was talking about? This foundation of having died with Christ is what is going to be set before us to give us the victory. Does that help? And if it doesn't, be patient. I think it will come.
Are you asking that, is this a way that we have to also think about it? Yes.
It's more like, is this like something that you think about before you take the physical task
physical
of
act.
Like water baptism? So like, is it something that takes place in the mind before, or is it as soon as you're water baptized, these things come?
It takes time in your mind before. And after.
Yeah. All the time.
I think if you heard the comment that was made earlier, are you true to your baptism? Your baptism happened, whatever, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 50 years ago, whenever it happened. But are you mentally now, having gone through the actual work? Because he said, don't be ignorant in verse 3. So that implies the idea of your mind is thinking. Don't be ignorant. So you are thinking mentally that, listen, this is mean that you know, going into the water and coming out, having done it when you were young, when you were old, whenever you have done it, you are mentally now conscious, because he's talking about, are you ignorant? Don't know ye not? So your mind is also working to understand the actual work you have done. Let me just, this is God's answer to you now, because remember we said that good for nothing in Adam, okay, we want to get rid of that. We wanted to take that person and bury him out of our sight. That is really, baptism doesn't give you life.
That's right.
Baptism is not the new birth. So in case somebody teach you, oh yeah, you are baptized and you are born of God. No, the baptism has nothing to, baptism actually you're dead. And we're going to bury you because you're dead. Because you're good for nothing. I think the illustration that Brother Tony was talking about, if you have a dead person sitting around. Now, Clay, do you like pizza? Yeah, you do like pizza. So if I get a nice, juicy pizza right now in front of Clay, guess what he will do? He will just kind of like use his both hands and kind of take it and eat it up so none of you will get any piece, right? Now, if I take Clay, I'm using him because he's my friend, so I could say, and he could talk to me later, and I just kind of like choke him, strangling him, and he died. Okay? And he's dead now. Alrighty? I would like to do that to some of you, but that's okay. Just kidding. And I'll bring now a very big, juicy pizza to Clay. And I said, here's a pizza for you. Is he gonna like say, great, thank you? Is he gonna respond? Is he gonna smell it? Is he gonna see it? Is he gonna react to it? Let me say that word one more time. Is he gonna react to it? Yes? Have you ever seen a dead man in a coffin and, you know, bring him a pizza and you said, oh, thank you, I wanna enjoy it? No! He cannot react because he's dead! And what he's saying here, you wanna stay in sin? How? You're dead. You should not be responding to sin. And then he reminds them of what have taken place. Remember, you were baptized. You went into that grave. You're dead. You're out of sight. That's how God take you from under the authority of sin. You could not respond to it. You should not. No, you could not. You should not respond to it anymore because you're dead. So remember that when your phone flashes with some kind of something that you want to look at, you're dead. Shouldn't be looking at that at all, just like the pizza and Clay. He's dead. When that thing flashes, remind yourself mentally that you're dead. You shouldn't be responding to it.
Brother Amos, so what you're saying is that there has to be an understanding
exactly.
of what it means
yep.
to be dead, right? To be true to our baptism, because we may go through the physical act of submission in water, and come up out of those waters, and we should be walking in newness of life. But if I don't have an understanding, as Andrew's saying, this mental thing, right? Because God wants us to have an understanding. That's why we have Romans, the teachings of these principles, that when I understand what I'm doing, then I'm really able to carry out what I've done. But if I don't understand, if I see it as a religious rite that some people say, let me go to Israel and go down into the River Jordan, then we don't have the understanding as to the teachings. So we come up and we go and we live any old way. But we must first understand what we're doing, and then we live out what we have done literally in the waters of baptism.